With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The last survivor of the USS Arizona from the Pearl Harbor attack on December 7, 1941, has died.
Lou Conter was 102. His daughter says Conter passed away at his home Monday in Grass Valley, California, following congestive heart failure. The Arizona lost 1,177 sailors and Marines in the 1941 attack that launched the United States into World War II. The battleship's dead account for nearly half of those killed in the surprise attack. Conter was standing on the main deck of the Arizona as Japanese planes flew overhead at 7:55 a.m. on December 7th that year. I'm Norman Hall.
Also at SRNNews.com, an Israeli airstrike that demolished Iran's consulate in Syria killed two Iranian generals and five officers. The strike appeared to signify an escalation of Israel's targeting of military officials from Iran, which provide money and weapons to Arab terrorist groups fighting Israel in Gaza and along its border with Lebanon. The company that owns the ship that crashed into the Key Bridge in Maryland is seeking to cap the company's liability in a new legal filing, Lisa Dwyer reports.
The filing seeks to cap the company's liability at roughly $43.6 million. Trial lawyer Enrique Serna says the goal of Synergy and Grace Ocean is to try to limit their legal exposure.
What this does is it stops all litigation. It consolidates it in this one filing.
Serna says that any cap on liability would likely hurt the little guys, such as the immigrants who were killed when the bridge collapsed.
Hopefully we can get across to the families of the immigrants to say, act quick, get on it.
A federal court in Maryland will ultimately decide who is responsible and how much they owe. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is SRN News. Another transgender lawsuit is filed.
A junior high school student in Wisconsin who is male is suing the Elkhorn Area School District for refusing to allow him to use the girls' bathroom. He claims he is entitled to enter the female restrooms under Title IX, the landmark legislation barring sex discrimination. This argument is being used by transgender people in courts all across the country, and experts say the Supreme Court will eventually have to settle the matter. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A women's roller derby league in suburban New York City is suing Nassau County over an order meant to prevent female sports leagues and teams, which include males, from using county-run parks and fields. Bills that bar men from competing against women in sports have already passed in some 24 states. The largest school district in Manhattan is among localities also weighing a ban following a school board vote last month. This is SRN News. A stretch of California's Scenic Highway 1 collapsed during an Easter weekend storm, forcing closures and stranding motorists near Big Sur.
Chunks of asphalt from Highway 1 tumbled into the Pacific Ocean in a section north of Big Sur and about 17 miles south of Monterey near Rocky Creek Bridge. Engineers had to close the highway temporarily to assess the damage, and the San Francisco Chronicle reports that some stranded motorists slept in their cars overnight or sheltered at the Big Sur Lodge. Caltrans is advising drivers to avoid the area over the coming days as crews shore up the highway. The scenic road has seen frequent closures due to collapses, mud flows, and rock slides during severe weather. I'm Jennifer King.
The EPA is facing pushback over new rules regulating truck emissions. The rules are aimed at pushing companies to adopt electric vehicles in order to stay in compliance. Critics say they'll cost trucking companies millions, and they'll pass on that cost to consumers. More details at SRNNews.com.